The man's name was Byrne Sanderson. He was a young man who rode a good horse and was very nice and polite, taking his hat off to Mama when he dismounted in front of our cabin. He told Mama who he was. He said he was a newcomer to Salt Licks. He said that he'd come from San Antonio with a little bunch of cattle that he was grazing over in the Devil's River country. He said he couldn't afford to hire riders, so he'd brought along a couple of dogs to help him herd his cattle. One of these dogs, the best one, had disappeared. He'd inquired about it at Salt Licks, and people had told him that we had the dog.
A big yeller dog? Mama asked, looking worried.
Yes, said the man, then added with a grin, and the worst egg sucker and camp robber you ever laid eyes on. But there was never a better cow dog. Mama turned to me. Son, call Old Yeller, she said. I was so full of panic that I couldn't move or think.
Go on, son,
Mama urged. I think he and little Arliss must be playing down that creek somewhere.
But Mama, I gasped, we can't do without Old Yeller. He's...
Travis!
Mama's voice was too sharp. I turned and went toward the creek.
Come up to the house, I told little Arliss.
I guess the way I said it let him know that something bad was happening. He didn't argue or stick out his tongue or anything. He just got out of the water and followed me back to the house. I guess Byrne Sanderson had got an idea of how much we thought of Old Yeller, or maybe Mama had told him some things about the dog while I was gone to the creek.
Now, Mrs. Coates, he said to Mama, your man is gone, and you and the boys don't have much protection here. Badly as I need that old dog, I can do without him until your man comes. But Mama shook her head.
No, Mr. Sanderson, she said. He's your dog, and the longer we keep him, the harder it will be for us to give him up. Take him along. I can make the boys understand. The man tied his rope around Old Yeller's neck and mounted his horse. That's when little Arliss caught what was happening. He screamed, grabbed up a bunch of rocks, and went to throwing them at Byrne Sanderson. One hit Sanderson's horse in the flank. The horse bogged his head and started pitching and bawling and grunting. This excited Old Yeller. He chased after the horse, baying at the top of his voice. Mama ran after little Arliss, telling him to shut up and stop throwing those rocks. It was the biggest and loudest commotion that had taken place around our cabin in quite a while. When Byrne Sanderson finished riding the pitch out of his scared horse, he shouted at Old Yeller to hush up. Then he rode back toward us, wearing a wide grin. His grin got wider as he saw how Mama and I were holding little Arliss. We each had him by one wrist and were holding him off to the ground. He couldn't get at any more rocks to throw that way, but it didn't keep him from dancing up and down in the air and screaming.
Turn him loose, Sanderson said with a big laugh.
He's not going to throw any more rocks at me. He swung down from his saddle. He came and got little Arliss till he hushed screaming. Then he said, look, boy, do you really want that thieving old dog? He held little Arliss off and stared straight into his eyes, waiting for Arliss to answer. Little Arliss stared right back at him and didn't say a word.
Well, do you? He insisted.
Finally, little Arliss nodded, then tucked his chin and looked away.
All right, Byrne Sanderson said. I'll let you keep the old rascal.
I didn't wait to hear any more. I ran off. I was so full of relief that I was about to pop. I knew that if I didn't get out of sight in a hurry, this Byrne Sanderson was going to catch me crying.